Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and give us a little update on what's happening on West End. A lot going on. I know outside of football, which has the week off, they've had the baseball fall practice and black and gold series, and also basketball getting ready for the season.
Yeah, the black and gold series completed last Sunday, and it was good to see a lot of the young faces and see some of the new names, the Espositos, Loftus, Sonny Gray, all the rest of those that are so highly touted that are going to be a big part of the team. And so it was good to see them get some action in. It was also really good to see a lot of the former players come back, guys like, you know, Pedro Alvarez and Jensen Lewis and Ryan Flaherty and a lot of the guys, David Macias, Alex Feinberg, I mean, the list goes on, of guys that came back for the weekend. A couple of them actually are in school here. I know Ryan Flaherty's back in class here. So that was really good to see. In terms of basketball, practice is underway. It's an interesting process. I spent a little time talking to Coach Kevin Stallings the other day about the team and about the plans and the way things look and the way things shake out. And, you know, has he got a starting lineup in mind and all those kind of things? And if he does, he's not giving it away. I think they're going to learn a lot through the exhibition portion of the season about a lot of these young players and how they're going to factor in. But he cannot hide his enthusiasm and his excitement about this new class and about the addition of the guys that redshirted last year. It's just going to be, a much different-looking team. You know, you'll have Jermaine Beal, which will be the same, and you'll have A.J. Ogilvy in the middle, which will be the same. But after that, a lot of changing parts around them and how they're able to utilize them is going to be really interesting to see. So we're looking forward to that. On the football field, back to work yesterday for the first time since the loss to Duke. And intensity was up, I would say, where it should be. I mean, this is not going to be the normal, you know, whenever you use the word off week, this is not an off week. You know, Coach Johnson said this is an on week, and so they're going to get after it pretty good this week. And they're also, you'll start seeing some of the plans for Florida this early, but they're not going to, it's not a total 1 week jump on a game plan, but they will actually start to do some of the things to prepare the Florida game plan, as well as focusing on, as Coach talked about, the fundamentals that they're going to try to get back to. Daron Speed's practicing, and he says he's going to go next Saturday. That would be certainly a welcome addition to the team. He doesn't seem to be having any problems or any pain. George Smith is a little bit sore, has a sore leg, but they say it's not serious and shouldn't be a factor in him playing. So for this time of year, they're actually about as healthy as they can be right now.
Joe, I want to ask you a question getting back to basketball, and that is they redshirted Festus Azuli last year, and this kid is, you know, more of a defensive-oriented, shot-blocking big man underneath. It's going to be very interesting to see, you know, if he can make A.J. Ogilvy a better offensive player.
It'll be interesting. I haven't thought about how much will we see them play together, because it's an interesting, you know, situation for an opponent to deal with two huge guys like that in the middle. And Festus, as you said, is a defense-oriented player. AJ's defense getting better, obviously. I'm curious how much they'll play together, or how much Festus will play in AJ's spot when AJ's getting a breather. But again, that's another one of those, you know, unknowns to this situation. Festus, one of the most improved players last year by far in practice through the course of the year. He came a long, long way in a very visible way you could see at practice. I know Kevin was very excited about that. So I'll be curious to see how that's utilized. I would think that they certainly will make each other better just because they're going to practice against each other so much during the course of the season.
Wow, the Twin Towers at Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
how about
you never
that?
Know.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be. Joe, thank you as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys. Take care.